You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie MacDonald joins us now. Today, he has a portrait of a colleague he remembers fondly.
A birthday anniversary brought old friend Bill Brophy to mind, and I want to tell you about him because he was a good man. Bill and Sue and Judy and I arrived at SFA in 1964, they from graduate school at Vanderbilt, we from a first teaching assignment at Murray State. The Brophys had Rebecca, we had Tucker, and I swear those two round-faced, dark-haired kids looked like twins. As the new guys in the history department, Bill and I drew an office assignment in the annex, used for overflow faculty in those years of accelerated growth. And we became close friends. Bill even selected the title of my most successful publication. As I moved more into writing, Bill migrated to administration, serving as department chairman, dean, even interim president of our university. And not long after that, Sue passed away. Bill was not meant to be alone, and in time he and Shelley made another magnificent match. As a department chairman, Bill reminded me much of Barney Miller, lead character played by Hal Linden in a 1980s television sitcom based on a police precinct captain who presided over a multicultural cast. Barney, like Bill, always searched for the practical solution to a problem in a way that calmed troubled waters. Here's a good example. In that tumultuous spring of 1968, when civil rights and Vietnam peace marches alternated as leads on the evening news, Martin Luther King Jr. went to Memphis to lend his support to a strike by sanitation workers and lost his life to an assassin. Tennessee courts said James Earl Ray pulled the trigger, but really centuries of racism loaded that rifle. Riots erupted in America and nearly did so in our town. Bill Brophy is the main reason we escaped bloodshed. Bill and I attended a meeting led by Harvey Rayson, our basketball team's star guard, the evening after Dr. King's death. Heavy tension filled the air while many advocated and even planned a march on downtown, an action likely to produce violence. At a crucial moment, Bill took out a $5 bill and said, instead, let's start a scholarship for African-American students in Dr. King's honor. I'm certain that was all the money Bill had in his pocket between those lean assistant professor paydays. Bill's leadership channeled the students' raw energy to do something in a positive direction. It was one of the bravest actions I have ever witnessed. Bill left us some years ago, but I remember him still, white-haired, broad-shouldered, like Barney Miller, righting wrongs, doing good, and making the world a little better than it wanted to be.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. His commentaries air every Friday morning at 7:35. You can download them from our website at redriverradio.org. Click on Commentary at the bottom of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is supported in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.